How China's falling birth rate has left a local town in Ireland in crisis. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Very good morning. But first, our top story. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is due to arrive at the Rafah crossing at the Egyptian border in a few hours to expedite aid into Gaza. The crossing was been damaged by bombs and it's unclear if it will open today. Water for basic needs in Gaza is running dangerously low. President Biden said he's going to ask Congress for billions of dollars in military funding for Israel and Ukraine. Meanwhile, there are increasing signs that Israeli troops will begin a ground operation against Hamas in Gaza soon. OK, let's do the numbers. Germany's product prices have seen their sharpest annual drop since 1949, falling by 14.7% in the year up to September. And Japan's core inflation dropped to less than 3% last month, the first time it's happened in over a year. OK, let's talk about the story I teased at the top. Nestlé is closing a baby milk factory in Ireland. And the Swiss-based company is blaming a falling birth rate in China. The closure of the plant will mean more than 500 job losses. That's around half the population of the town of Askeaton in County Limerick, where it's located. Oliver Scanlon is a former worker at the factory, and he says the news has been a huge blow for the local community.
I worked in the factory for almost 40 years, 39 years and 11 months, like, and I've seen the plant grow from a small plant into a fantastic company. This company was unique because it employed all local people and within 25 or 30 mile radius, and it was one of the best probably pairs in the area, you know what I mean, financially, and people built their lives around it.
I asked BBC Northern Ireland's economics and business editor John Campbell how long this factory has been around for.
It's been owned by Nestlé since 2012. It was originally opened by Pfizer some years ago, so it was bought over. And really, I think one of the reasons that Nestlé were interested in it back then is that China has been such an important market for baby formula exporters, because some people may remember there was this huge scandal in China, mainly in 2008, but for a few years afterwards, where there was contaminated baby formula, which was made locally. So Chinese consumers really lost faith in locally produced baby formula and were out looking for imported baby food.
Nestlé, it says, is going to produce more locally. I mean, John, we've seen this trend from countries moving away from China. I think the term is nearshoring. Do you think this is the same theme, but just the other way around?
It feels a little bit like that. What I think what is interesting is that Nestlé are confident that they can produce this locally and have a market for it, which suggests that maybe some of the fear among Chinese consumers about locally produced baby formula has started to wane a bit. But it is one of those stories which does, to some extent, seem to feed into that idea we've heard so much about of deglobalisation.
Well, thanks for explaining it to us. John Campbell, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
No problem. Pleasure.
In the middle of an economic crisis and with inflation at almost 140%, Argentina votes for a new government this weekend. One of the presidential candidates, Javier Milei, is promising to dollarise the economy and get rid of the local currency, the peso. The BBC's Natalio Casoy reports from Buenos Aires.
This industrial unit I'm in is full of machines, steel bars, pipes and plates. 23 employees come and go with goods and operate the machinery and the tools.
It's Wardes, a 46-year-old company that manufactures specialized painting equipment and sandblasting machines. Owner Juan Pardi says the peso is losing value so fast that some of his providers would rather not sell and keep their stock. He says that means it's become very difficult to buy the supplies he needs in Argentina.
Some suppliers tell me, I'll sell to you, but please transfer dollars to me.
He's also struggling to buy foreign parts as he cannot easily get hold of the dollars he needs, which are at a controlled exchange rate regulated by the government.
I've lost foreign purchase orders. I couldn't export the goods because I was missing some components that come from abroad.
To fix the problem, libertarian presidential candidate Javier Milei says he will dollarize Argentina's economy and close down the central bank. He argues printing more money has just fueled inflation, which reached almost 140% this year.
No one wants that repugnant paper that is the peso, because it's the currency issued by Argentine politicians. And that paper can't be worth even excrement, because that garbage is not even good as fertilizer.
At a political rally, supporters of Javier Milei cheer for him. Some hold three-foot-wide fake $100 bills with the face of Milei, where Benjamin Franklin should be, including 19-year-old Leandro.
With the increase in purchasing power through dollarization, people could save more.
But many economists are not convinced. Leandro Bona works at the Latin America Faculty of Social Sciences.
We don't have enough dollars to dollarize our economy. And nobody's going to loan Argentina's economy for this purpose.
He says the only way the economy could be dollarized is making each dollar worth much more against the peso, for which the country would need a huge devaluation of its currency.
We are going to earn less dollars than we earn now, even in pesos.
Back at the factory, owner Juan Pardi agrees.
As business owners, we will find a way to survive. But the people who work for us, the marginalized, the uneducated, I believe the country will become very small in terms of the economy.
Dollarization is not yet a done deal for Argentina. First, voters must choose who they want to be president on Sunday and whether they can live without the peso. I'm the BBC's Natalio Cosoy for Marketplace.
And finally, a man in Spain is going to prison for repeatedly faking a heart attack to get out of paying at restaurants. The 50-year-old man, originally from Lithuania, was arrested 20 times in the last year. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great weekend and